written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. The purpose of Let's Find Out is to serve the higher good. Let's Find Out brings you viewpoints of how to grow within. The goal is to assist you in manifesting your desires in your daily life, to bring to you the concept of truth, that we are all intrinsically connected to the one source that empowers you to manifest your life's purpose, as well as your life's vision. Along the way, your spirit will heal, grow, and prosper when you connect to your blessed higher self. The universe is expanding, and all of us must begin to tune in as we join our mind, body, and soul to the higher energies that are now available to us. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out helps you to establish a link for that purpose. The ultimate desire of the human consciousness is to connect with our blessed higher self, our angels, and our guides. They help us along the path of life. The wave of the new fifth dimension energies, the double helix, is now helping you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and helps to strengthen us and guide us to be able to give just a little bit more of ourselves. Take the time to get quiet, to close your eyes, and to go within. Meditate as often as you can throughout the week. Who can predict the messages that will come to you? Now you can know the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands as you just sit still and listen. This new energy, the double helix from the fifth dimension, is always stronger during the holiday season, the season of magic, joy, sharing, laughter, and love. Let's Find Out wishes you a fabulous holiday with a successful and joyous 2018. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to all of the Let's Find Out and BBS Radio listeners. Now, let's listen to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening and welcome. It's Christmas Eve. Are you believing? Are you waiting to see what glory and what happiness will be coming to you over the next 24 hours? Well, we have some wonderful joy and happiness here with our message tonight on vibrational frequency change. My guest is Annabella Wood, and she is a bit of everything. She's a musician, she's a minister, she's a jack of all trades, and she's my guest. Hello, Annabella. How are you?
Great, Elizabeth. I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, let me be the first one to tell you Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
Wow. Merry Christmas to you, too.
I wanted to talk to you about the connected universe and how it relates to physics and the material world together. About vibrational changes and electromagnetic energy, gravity, and all that is. You know what I'm talking about. Tell us a little bit about it.
Boy, I sure do. I'm just on fire with the connected universe. It's also called unified physics. It's all the same stuff, but it's the study of the physical world with our bodies and you and me talking on all this electronic stuff and the radio, and it's all nothing but vibration and gravity, and that's electromagnetic energy and gravity, and that's all there is. And we're all that, and we're the vibrations and everything come right out of the stuff that we think is in between us, which is actually what we're made of. So you actually are me, Elizabeth. We really are the same being. We're not just made out of the same stuff, but we're really it together. And there's no separation except for our idea that we're separated, which
right,
is
our mind. Our mind is our generator, or the captain of the ship, as I call it. the mind is what separates, because each mind, I believe, has its own message, mission, and duty when it's dwelling in the body.
And correct. What we have, yes, correct. This is a really special place right here. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
What we have and what we share is the air and the wind and the rain and what's happening in the universe. And sometimes, in a rare moment, your thought can come to me telepathically and my thought can come to you telepathically. But Annabella, isn't that happening now more frequently?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're in a stage right now where we're moving from one age into the age of Aquarius. The Fifth Dimension sang about this back in the 1960s with their very famous song. And I used to sing that as a little kid just because I thought it sounded great. I had no idea how important that whole idea was and what a difference it's making. Because in the age that we're moving out of, separation was the complete focus of our minds, which, as you pointed out, are they're the captains of the ship. And so we go where it tells us to. And now we're moving into an age where being kind and fluidity and getting along and becoming one and living as the single being that we are, it becomes our focus. And that happens, we raise up our energy level, and that's when the psychic click takes place and we start being able to work together much better. And a lot of psychic activity, a lot of non-local healing, these kinds of things are really becoming almost commonplace, whereas before
our sixth sense are opening with everyone. But I had an awareness of this, as you know, years ago. And when I was teaching my hypnosis class, I used to have the little person concept that would help people understand their inner being. And if somebody was ill, I would tell them to get into a bathtub of warm water and to go up into their mind to that little brow ridge between our two eyes. We know it as the third eye. And I would have them pretend they were on a ship and sit in the captain's chair, and they were turning the wheel. And as they turned the wheel, their arm could lift and go back down and on the right side, and then on the left, if they had a motor problem, this was a wonderful exercise, and they could raise their knees, and they could go anywhere. So I had the soap floating in the tub as their rocket ship or their magic
carpet. Oh, fabulous. I love it.
And they'd sit on the soap, and they could go anywhere they wanted. And it was so successful, Annabella. People loved it. And they used it to help themselves. And that's part of what this is about, getting away from our pain and our anguish and being able to take a break. So explain to us how that happens.
Well, I was just thinking about, I recently came back from Giza Plateau, where I spent some time in the pyramids with a group of about 160 like-minded people. And we were chanting the Om in all three periods simultaneously, and you could feel, you know, the pyramids themselves are made of crystal. So these huge crystals were vibrating and everything, and I spent about just a few minutes inside the sarcophagus, which we called the resonator. And while I was in there, I could feel my molecular structure of my body just disappear and become like a transparency. And I just joined the everything that is. And it wasn't like out-of-body experiences where you leave your body here and your spirit goes there. It was more that myself was fully aware, but the body wasn't there.
And it's your light body that you sensed that was inside of your body, and spirit was allowing you to see your light body, which is really neat.
Yeah, it was fabulous. And when it was time for me to get out, and I was tapped on my shoulder as a signal that it was time for me to get out of there, I had the thought I had to tell my protons to come back and make a body again, because we all had to get together and get out of here.
Reunion. That's true.
It was one of the funniest things that I've ever experienced. And I got out of there and I was all wobbly legged and everything, but fine. You know, I was absolutely fine. And, man, I have not seen the world the same way since, because in that moment of being bodiless, I really understood our unity to a much deeper level than ever before.
And it's a secret life into itself, and it's wonderful that we're all beginning to resonate to our light bodies. And I think as we enter 2018, which is next week, New Year's Eve, we are going to have some real challenges, because we're coming into 6 years of very uncomfortable times. And there will be people like you, like I, like the light workers that are going to try to be helping everybody through it. But we're going through the terrible 20s, and we have to be there to keep the vibration going so that we stay ascended and that we do find that we can realize what meditation is and what it can do for us. It does more than just meditate. People think it's like going to sleep, in a sense. It really isn't. It's a frequency change. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. It's like the opposite of going to sleep. It's like waking up finally. And I agree with you about the terrible 20s. I sort of, when I look into the near future for us, I see it sort of bipolar. And the energies are swirling. They're still there, but they're swirling very, very much. And we need to, individually, we need to make the decision of what kind of energy we in our personal lives are going to embody.
And so many of us go into that darkness of fear. I just wrote my 2018 predictions, which are always posted on New Year's Eve, but this time I'm going to post them after New Year's night. I'm on coast to coast, and I'll be delivering them at that time. But there's some pretty dark stuff we have to go through. We've made some major law changes, which is going to affect people over the next 10 years or so. So,
well, I do believe there's huge disappointment ahead of us as a country. And we need to come back together and just decide if we really want to be a democracy or not. Would we rather be lemmings being led here and there by a government? Or do we want to govern ourselves? And there's a huge responsibility in the answer of that question, because it takes a tremendous amount of energy.
A lot of people already know the answer for them. They're going to fill space with themselves, and they're going to have experiences that may be off the planet, may be on the planet. But the vibrational frequency can never go any further than we can tolerate, which is could be the reason you were tapped on the shoulder and said it's time to get out now. Very, very interesting. And I love your intake on accessing the Akashic Records. I always like to tell my listeners, what's the difference between the Akashic Records and the Book of Life? The Akashic Records are what you have already lived. They go into your file. They're like a file cabinet. When you are finished with a legal issue, or you're finished with a banking issue, you file it in the file cabinet so that you can go back and get it when needed. That's the Akashic Records. The Book of Life is the life you're living now. And you have as much power with this energy that Annabelle and I are talking about to change your life, same old vibration, by accessing the Book of Life. And you do it through meditation. Have you ever done that, Annabelle?
Yes, and it happens at the speed of thought.
It really happens
with the decision.
Correct.
And the entire universe will move to support each of us as we make that decision. The scary thing is, we need to make that decision fully committed. The universe won't move if we go, well, I really think I'll probably be better off if I do that.
That's not
going to cut it.
That's right, honey. Oh, you're so right. You have to
use it.
We all have the ability to sing, but we can't all sing like Barbra Streisand. But in order for us to sing, we have to use our voice. And it's the same thing. It's the same principle in meditation. If you don't meditate, if you refuse to meditate, you very well could be wrapped in fear and wrapped in the disappointments, as we talked about. But tonight's Christmas Eve, and I want to ask you all to believe, because I know that if you sit down, and Annabella, I don't think it takes but a moment to have that in your heart for you to be picked up and transformed. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. I grew up in a family where we were Quaker, and so silence was revered. And before every meal, we sat in silence with each other. It's what we called saying grace. And in that moment, the assignment, shall we say, was to connect with your higher self and say thank you. And all of my life we did that. I was expected to do that at 3 and 4 and 5 years old. Three times a day we ate as a family and we said grace. So I'm so grateful that I was brought up that way, because I can still, in a moment, I don't have to sit there for 30 minutes to get a good meditation. I know how to become still and move in and say thank you. And that's really, to me, the depth of meditation. When I say thank you, all of the questions that I've been asking throughout the day become answered immediately if I'm still enough to hear them. And I can do this very, very, in a very short time period. And so I don't want people to think that you're going to have to sit on a pillow for 30 minutes every morning. This is a way of living. It's not an activity. It's a way to live.
And it's funny, you're leading right into where we need to go, because you have sung about that. I'm trying to let people know what a wonderful songwriter and singer you are. And how about you and I listen to this creation called Back to Me? Let's listen.
And what was me? I lost it in my sleep. I ran naked into the night, dancing through my dreams. There the earth, she gladdened me with the grasses neath my feet. There the earth, she beckoned me, her heart open to me. My glazed eyes lifted to the heavens, her stars glowed back at me. I spoke right then into the night, a breeze whispered back to me. I asked earth for more wisdom, and I'll call back.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Annabella Wood singing Back to Me. Well, if that's not a boomerang of karma, Annabella. So tell us how
absolutely.
That song came about.
That song was, it really was about a dream. It was co-written with Stephen Redding, and he came up with the base of the idea of how everything that takes place is our reflection. And we can miss that very quickly, very easily. But this song is about a dream where it was recognized. And
that's great.
I love that
song. And of course, that I love it too. And I think that it's helped you awaken further as your trip to Egypt has. But since vibration is energy and all there is, what do you think it means with the secret of life, or opening up our sixth sense, or people chanting Om, or what we're doing? We're even making technology. The technology this next year in 2018 is going to be absolutely incredible, and we're about to go not using any fuel in the car, and we're going to help with this year. So whatever our way
you are
of
absolutely
life,
right.
We need to be aware of the connection, the intelligence energy. That's what I like to call it. Tell us more about that.
Well, the intelligence energy is what I believe Einstein was referring to as space-time. And it's the ancients called it the ethers. But the intelligence energy permeates everything. It's within, throughout, everything, including what our scientists would tell us is empty space, which is like the opposite of empty. It's teeming with intelligence. And the intelligence loves life. That's why there's life here. This is a life-loving power throughout our universe. We have a very life-loving universe. And we have access to this.
You know what's exciting? That new telescope, I don't know if you've heard about it, is coming into being this year. And we have found something like 24 solar systems set up the way ours is. And we're hoping with this new telescope to be able to find something like the planet Earth. Isn't that exciting?
Well, yeah. And I think it's actually probable, highly probable that we will, because our solar system is nothing unusual. And you know, it's a very typical solar system, and the structure of the planets, if you think about the planets, they're in a flat line called a plane across the equator of the sun. So obviously they didn't just happen to run into the sun's gravity and go into orbit, which is what I was told as a little girl. No, they actually are coming from the sun, and they're coming from the equator of the sun. So what that means
is
every other star out
of the sun, in a sense. They were created out of the sun.
Yes. And so all the suns are creating planets. So every time you look up and you see a star, that's got the possibility that's a solar system. And
now, I want to connect that. You know, it's Christmas Eve. I want to connect that to spirit and spiritual beliefs, and how all of that science can get with God.
Yes, this intelligence energy is with our solar system. It's with every other solar system. It's creating life everywhere.
In this
anywhere
universe.
That there's water is the DNA for life. And of course, water is everywhere in the solar system. So we are so not alone. We're in great company. And I have no doubt
that we're not in the polarity. I know that this Earth system, to me, is a test of some sort of what polarity is. And that, of course, is the difference between good and evil. And we certainly have a polarity on this Earth because we have wars and rumors of wars and people hurting each other. So I'm hoping that the others are beyond that low base system and higher in their consciousness so that they can be of help to everyone.
And I'm sure that many are, because we're talking in terms of billions of years of the age of the Earth. So if another, you know how far we've come just in our 100-year, like the last century, we've come eons in our understanding of energy and thought and consciousness. If you gave us another million years, it's going to be unrecognizable. And a million is nothing compared to the billions of years.
I don't think it's going to be a million years. I think it's going to be 20 years, Annabella.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying, though, is, and you're right, I didn't make my point.
I'm sorry.
That in these other solar systems, they could very well have Earths that have been around for just a million years more than us, which is a drop in the bucket. And they would be way advanced from where we are now.
And what I meant to say was, and I'm so sorry I interrupted you, what I meant to say was, I think that within 20 years, we will be conquering them and communicating with them. I think it has to do with this very, very fast technology, but it may even have to do with your experience in the esophagus, that we could just go with our light bodies. And that would be amazing.
Yes, I think the technology to travel in the universe is going to come before we understand fully what took place in the sarcophagus for me and other people that have been there, including yourself, I believe, right,
Elizabeth? Oh, yes. I was in there in 1986 with the ARE, Edgar Cayce, and the Schwarr Foundation. But what I'm trying to say is that you could go up into your bedroom and lay down and close your eyes, and just like that little person could go to London, you could go to Mars or another solar system and have a full experience.
I absolutely believe that after having been in the sarcophagus. I do see how the body itself can dematerialize with the light body staying as a cohesive unit. And, of course, the light body can go anywhere.
So our body, our power system is the captain of the ship at the brow head, the third eye. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did the new spiritual chakras, and the ninth chakra is at the back of the head, which as it opens is going to send a laser light through the pineal and pituitary glands right out through the center of the third eye, and that's going to be your PowerPoint. That's going to be how we do it when that ninth chakra opens. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. You know, I just asked you a question before about getting to God, and you're going to tell us there's a song you've written called I've Got God, and you know how much I love it. You know I love it. But the thing that got me was you told me it was the first song you did. Isn't that right?
Yes, it was my first song about God. And someone asked me how I could be both lesbian and have a God and believe in God. And I had never even considered that that would be a problem to anyone.
It's not. It's not. We are who we are. And the centipede and the worm are friends, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be going into commercial. We're going to be back with Annabella. We're going to hear more about Egypt and the pyramids. But right now, we're going to listen to her song, I've Got God, and then go into our station break. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I do want to say to all my Let's Find Out listeners, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. On we go. Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift
for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Till I heard my angel.
angel sing. Call on me, reach for me, use me.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Christmas. And I want to thank Annabelle Wood for being with me tonight and sharing this wonderful energy. Thank you, Annabella.
Oh, thank you. This is the best way to spend Christmas Eve I could imagine.
That song is so beautiful. It really gets me, as you can see. Tell us a little bit about your trip to Egypt and the pyramids and more of what you found out about this interconnective energy.
Well, I've never really understood the pyramids, but I never bought the story with the slaves, you know, hauling them across the desert and all of this to build the... and it just never rang true for me. I went ahead and learned it enough to pass the classes, but I never bought it. And when this new physics came in, it talks about when, if we're only vibration and energy, then the weight that I'm a certain number of pounds, and that rock over there, we measure that in tons. And what it's actually measuring is the gravity. And so it's not measuring anything else. Well, if we're only waveforms, then if I match a waveform with that waveform of that gravity, I can actually change that gravity, which means I can change its weight. And so I went over there with a bunch of people who were thinking along these lines and looked at the pyramids from a standpoint of vibration and energy. And we had the most incredible trip, 160 of us, and we chanted the Om inside these pyramids. From start to finish, we took shifts, but from start to finish, it was
a 12-hour. This was in the King's Chamber?
Some were in the King's Chamber.
Okay.
Some were in the second pyramid. Some were in the third pyramid.
Oh,
and
okay. Khufu?
We were filling... What's that?
Khufu is the second pyramid. And yes. You were in the Queen's Chamber?
Yes, we were in the Queen's Chamber, King's Chamber, the subterranean, and that was all in the Great Pyramid. And we were also in the rooms. There's another sarcophagus in the Khufu Pyramid, the second pyramid.
Yes.
And in the third pyramid, the acoustics are really special in there. There were actually cubbies and things for vibration in that third pyramid. And we filled all of them and chanted Om, which I believe is the breath of life. And that in a world where we're all vibration and energy, and, you know, in Christianity, the way they say it is, in the beginning was the Word. And so the Word is sound, and that sound is the Om. And that sound is what the scientists just found a year ago. Or 2 years ago, they called it a gravity wave from the Big Bang. That was the original Om. And that was really exciting. So we went into the pyramids and we chanted the Om overnight on a full moon in October.
And, that's neat. That was a special. That was a super moon.
160 of us all chanting Om. And I was in the Great Pyramid for 2 hours with this, and I sat... After I got out of the sarcophagus, I went and sat in the center of the pyramid, and I could hear the pyramid itself was singing back to me. It had taken on this vibration because we'd been oming in it for 4 or 5 hours at that point.
Did you feel yourself begin to levitate? Because people have levitated when they've done that.
Well, I felt very, very light. I felt very light. I felt, after the sarcophagus experience, my physical body wasn't very tightly bound. I don't know how to say that.
Okay, but we never were, right?
I know. Some That's of my cute. Friends are going, well, she finally figured it out, right?
Well, it's a wonderful experiment. And you know, when I went to Egypt, it was in 1996, so I went before 2012. You had the pleasure of going after the double helix energy was here. So I'm sure that was part of your experience as well.
Well, we did have the experience of the three pyramids connecting energetically while we were there. Mm-hmm. And you could feel, it was like they clicked in. You could just feel that. This great, and the pyramids are an electric generator. They're a power generator.
Right.
And
right.
And they were coming back online. And the ohming, the vibrations, this constant ohming for 12 hours was bringing this generator for the earth back online. And when we walked out of those pyramids, the pyramid guards, who it appeared to me were like the most jaded people in the world regarding the pyramids.
They're incredible. They're very intuitive.
Yeah, as we left those pyramids, the guards had their hands together and were bowing to us and thanking us for coming.
We had that experience too. And it's like they can feel what you're sending out. I almost feel that those guards are the same guards as our Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I've compared those two people. And the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, those guards are very special as well. I don't know if you know that we have 13 people that have a 2-year service at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And there's all kinds of rules that they have to follow, divine rules, and they do. And they read a lot of material, and they do their oming and chanting as well. And it's amazing what they tune into. They really do tune into the universe. Maybe that was, for me, one of the first examples, because I went there when I was 5 and I knew what was going on when I went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I could really, really feel it. It was allowing heaven on earth. It really was. Anyway, now you're back, and now you're doing something that's very profound. You're taking experience and you're making it into practical life, and you're going to be working with the invisible energy that soon will make us free with generators and cars. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The experience let me know. I've always felt that there was energy. You can hear it in my music. I'm always talking about the energy between us that is in everything. I knew when I left Egypt that I had to start working with this energy now, that my little rest was over and it was time to do something with this energy rather than just talk about it. And I'm doing lots of research and working with other people on making machines that can tap this energy and turn it into usable electricity. And it's not that I'm not actually inventing these machines. I'm putting together information that other people have already found out and making useful machines out of that. It's been done over and over and over.
And sometimes when we do that, we do create something new.
Well, it might be new and different by the time I'm done, but I'm studying a lot of Tesla. There are a lot of his patents that are now becoming in the general domain.
So they're getting freed up. Yes.
Yeah, we can study his knowledge.
They're getting freed up. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be able to have free energy. We always should have had it. You know what's coming to me, being that it's Christmas Eve. And as I ascend, I will leave on the planet the energy and power of the Holy Ghost. So in that belief system, that would be what this energy is.
The
wow. Air, ethers. The Lord said that as he ascended. He left the Holy Ghost on the planet. And I think that's what this is.
The energy that I'm speaking of goes way past Earth. It's the energy and it's the universal energy.
And there's three universes, so it's universal, universal, universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I thought of Jesus a lot in the pyramids when the pyramids were singing back to me, and the song in the Bible, he was talking to Pontius Pilate, and he said, you know, if you got rid of me, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would,
that's true,
would start to sing. And that was the experience I was having in that pyramid, was that the rocks and stones themselves were singing. And I saw for the first time that energy that he was talking about, that he tapped into while he was here and showed us.
Right.
And it makes so much sense. All of those miracles, I never thought he did them. Now mm-hmm. I do. Now I do believe he did them.
I never had any doubt. And, you know, we're going to be doing even greater things. We are. And we have been. And we are going to be empowered with that energy that the Lord was trying to show us as he was here on the planet. And another thing that I love is when I remember that when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying. He said he was praying. He was really meditating. And they went and tried to wake him up. And he said, don't wake me up. Don't you know I'm communing with my Father? So he was out of his body in a different place. And when you are out of your body in a different place, it's very dangerous for somebody to try to wake you up because you can drop the body and just go as energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Just trying to show how God is connected with all this.
Yes.
Anyway, Annabella, I would like to know if you have a website and if you'd like people to reach you, how would that work? What's your contact numbers?
Yes. Yes, I definitely have a website, and it's annabellawood.com. And on it, I have a page for all various different things, handywoman, minister, singer, songwriter, physicist, blogger, all of these things. And I would love to hear from people. You can get in touch with me through my website. I also do life coaching. I'm a facilitator for the work of Byron Katie, for people who have issues, especially with families coming in for Christmas, it can get a little stressful. So, go to the website. The music's available there. And
would you like to give out a phone number?
My phone number, that would be great, is 760-559-0926. And I try to answer almost every call that I get.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank you for being on Let's Find Out. And we'll have you back in the winter sometime where you can talk to us about the cold and what to do about it and more about this wonderful energy. Thank you so much for being on Let's Find Out, especially tonight.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now we're going to get ready for the meditation. Next week, I have on Frank St. James, and we're both going to be on Let's Find Out New Year's Eve, accepting phone call questions from you about what's coming for 2018. It's going to be a great show, so please don't miss it. Now we're going to go into the meditation, and we're going to start with a song called In the Stillness by Annabella Wood. We'll then do the meditation, and we'll close by allowing heaven on earth with Richard Shulman. Thank you and good night.
There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is unlimited power. There is a place in you where love abides. There is a place in you that is the stillness.
It's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it, join with it, meld into it, and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.